Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back. It is Star Wars E today.
It is. We have done a lot of Disney animated.
Which is great.
Which we love, but we're feeling the itch. And I will admit, watching the trailer for The Acolyte, which Corbin's like, I don't even know what that is. New Star Wars series coming out June 4th. I am all of a sudden very pumped. So, Star Wars is feeling like the right move.
Well, yes. I'm feeling very Star Wars-y because Bad Batch is currently being released on a weekly basis, and it's just delightful.
And Corbin is loving Bad Batch.
Yes, delightful.
In fact, he loves it so much that I don't want to watch it.
Thanks, bud.
That's how we both are. People that's recommend things, and we just push for them further away.
Right, right. It's got to be our own idea. But today, we have a joined own idea here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go through, and what are we doing with these characters from Star Wars
land? We are playing Who Would You Save?
Oh, gosh.
So we've got pairs of Star Wars characters, and you have to decide which character. If you were in a situation where you could only save one, who are you going with? And we've made them tough on purpose. This is not like easy pickings here. It's really going to be gut-wrenching. I may be lying on the floor by the end of the episode. In tears.
So you might hear a few ways of framing this episode. Camry will be the good side. Who am I going to save? I might lean a little heavily on who am I going to kill?
No, because we're not actively knocking off characters. We're just actively saving them, and the other one just is going to be left to their own devices.
No, they're gone, right? It's
yes.
Like standing in front of us.
I'm trying to be gentler, though. That's such a harsh word.
No, I didn't say kill. Excuse me. One will be lost to the cosmos. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah, like the situation that they're in, they're just naturally not going to make it.
They'll be
we're not doing it.
Well, we're not doing it, but yeah.
We're trying to make ourselves feel better.
Anyway, so we're going to save some people today.
Yes, we're saving people. Yes.
Can't save everyone, though.
We can't save everyone. So Corbin may give us some context about the situation these characters are in, but without further ado, here comes our first pairing. Are you ready?
Emotionally, I don't think so.
I know.
Here we go.
You look at the list and you're like, we're mean. We're this is serious business. Okay, your first pairing. Who do you save, Corbin? Han Solo or Chewbacca?
Well, okay, context.
Context.
This is not from the from Solo from the movie. I think this is later on when we're getting a little bit more traction with Han Solo and Chewbacca's influence in the Star Wars sphere here, galaxy.
Cloud City,
episode, what is that, 5?
Mm-hmm.
Episode 5.
Empire Strikes Back.
For some reason, Darth is feeling like he wants to give people choices.
Yes.
So he's like, okay, we have this carbonite here. One of you, Han or Chewbacca.
Has to be frozen.
And we know that whoever is frozen is not going to make it.
Yeah.
So,
who do we
personally think would be the best person to save? And this could have some ramifications, and Camry's going to get into that a little bit more. Gosh.
Okay, well.
This is like, is it bad to call Chewie a pet?
That's
bad, isn't it?
It is, but I'm in this place with Chewie where I'm like, I adore him, and this is painful because I have a Chewbacca onesie. But.
You know what?
I feel like saving him, what is it going to do?
Here's my thing.
Is it going to do anything to save him?
I am going to live in the moment.
Okay.
I am going to say Han Solo dies and he's a hero. And
okay.
There's closure. Leia says, I love you. And he says, I know. And that's the last words.
That's a tragic La La Land ending.
And it's this perfect ending to Han Solo. Like, this is the only way that Han Solo could say goodbye. I love you.
I think Harrison Ford would agree with you. That's when he thought he should go out. He's like, he should have died in episode 5.
Chewbacca, even though he doesn't have the pull or the weight or the gravity, of in the story, there's no closure there. I mean, you feel terrible. Chewie, get in there. Get in there. No, stop fighting and ripping off arms. Just get in there. You've got to go.
You would just feel guilty after it happened.
I think he would just, like if Han went in, you wouldn't understand him. You know he's sad.
Mm.
But there would be no reasoning of like, this is a bad choice. So I think Han going in is we're all going to move on a lot faster. With Chewie, it's just we're going to have his picture in the Millennium Falcon and we're going to say, oh, look at happy Chewie.
You know what? I'm going to push back a little bit. I'm going to pick Han. And okay, this is fine. Why.
I'm saving Chewie.
I feel like Chewie, his whole, not purpose, but like his, he has a life debt to Han, like his job. And he's made it clear. He's like, you saved my life. So I'm kind of at, this is Wookiee culture. I am now going to be like your protector for the rest of your life. So I feel like Chewie saving Han is the right move here. Well, Chewie needs to like.
He didn't do that. Remember? Han's like, stop it.
I'm just
they need you.
I'm just telling you why. Okay. I'm like, Han is going to make it. Chewie has the opportunity to say, wait, take me instead. And Chewie would do that. I'm saving Han. I feel like Han plays an important role moving forward in terms of
saving the world.
Saving
the
world. Saving the galaxy. Return of the Jedi. He turns into a really influential general. This is killing me, but I'm saving Han.
Well, in episode 7, it says that. It says, the book of episode 7 uh-huh. says, chapter 5, verse, no, I'm just kidding. But
I don't know what you're talking about right
but
now.
But it shows, it proves, the proof is in the pudding that when Han dies, the galaxy does not collapse. Who is the common thread? Chewie is constant.
No.
Carries us through.
You took my comment out of context. Han is important in episode 6.
Yes, I know.
Anyways.
We have proof, though, that when Han is gone, things keep going.
You guys brace yourselves, because we're just going to disagree all day.
Okay, here we go. You're saving Han, I'm saving Chewie.
Next.
Point for me.
Luke.
I've been losing a lot lately, so I'm just going to take points randomly.
Even though there's no winning.
Yes.
Our next pairing, Luke versus Leia. Which twin survives?
Is this at birth?
At birth? Sure. We'll say one of the twins makes it.
Oh, that's sad.
Which one?
Which one?
Which
one?
Which one? Who do you want? Part of me, there's like a part of me that's like, I kind of want to say Leia. Like, let her carry on the Jedi legacy.
Do you think she could carry the political responsibility along with the Jedi responsibility?
That's hard, because I do think she would still end up with Bail.
Do you think Obi-Wan, here we go, with the Obi-Wan show, when he meets her, he's like, first of all, Alderaan is much nicer to hide out at.
Yeah, he's like, can I hang out here?
So crazy old Ben is living in the forest in a treehouse.
He would love it.
So he's happier.
Yep.
We just got to make sure they get off the planet before it blows up.
I know. That's the sad part.
Which they do. I mean, I don't know how they're going to, I kind of am leaning toward Leia as well.
Yeah.
I think she could carry.
It's interesting. It's an interesting, like, it's a lot for one character to have to manage. But it would be so interesting to watch her, like, fully do the political thing, be raised the same, but then really have to, like, actually take on that mantle and see if she'd be willing to do it. And what that would look like if there weren't any other options. If it was like, there is no other. This is it, folks.
I think this could change also Darth Vader taking daddy's girl to the Emperor.
Oh, Corbin.
He's like, I can't do this. I'm going to be good from now on because this is my little girl.
And she would.
Oh, crackly pants thing, though, is not getting.
Would Leia be would Leia be willing to be like, is she ambitious enough to be like, I'll go this direction with you. Luke was very much Padme. He was more like his mom and was like, I believe there is good in Vader and I will not destroy him. Would Leia be willing to go that route? Or would she be a little
Vader?
More like, I'm ticked off at
to
you
not
for being
destroy
my
Vader?
Dad. I'm mad that you killed
I think
my
she'd
mom.
Be pretty mad. She'd be pretty mad. But would
Vader's
she,
in trouble.
Luke never found out that Vader killed his mom.
That's true.
They didn't know that.
He was just devastated by the fact that he was his dad.
That was a little secret that no one wants to know.
Yeah, we don't want
to
talk
that could
about
have
it.
Really ruined everything.
And I guess he did technically didn't
Can you
kill
see Luke?
Her.
He's like, how could you? He's like,
I know.
He's like, I was
so,
mad, okay?
I'm still picking Leia, but I feel like that could be a really interesting thread for Vader down the road.
I like this alternative route. Mm. I like Leia, too.
Yeah.
I just want to see Obi-Wan and Leia kind of doing a little initial training.
Teenage Leia with
And then Leia
old
showing
Ben.
Up at Dagobah. How would that go with Yoda? I think she's, you know what?
She's more, she knows how
she's
to be
gonna
diplomatic.
She's going to connect more dots than Luke. I think Luke is just like, oh, I got to, Vader's my dad, so I just got to save him.
Well, and
she would be like, oh, where's my mom? what happened to her? She was politically involved. Okay. And now Yoda, you are involved with the Jedi Order.
Yeah.
She'd start connecting all the
dots.
Well,
and Leia has more knowledge. Like, she's out in the world more. She's traveled. She knows the inner workings of the politics. Like, she just has more to go on.
Right.
Luke's been very sheltered. But I'm liking this. Alternate reality. All right. In the family thread, in episode one, Corbin,
yep,
we have little Queen Padme and little boy Anakin. If they're in a situation where you can only save one, who do you want to save?
Yeah, so we're basically, context here might be episode one toward the end when he's in the ship trying to blow up the battle. What is it? The Separatist battle station thing, shield thing. Padme is at they're trying to infiltrate
the palace.
The palace.
Yeah.
One of them has to die.
Yeah. Right? So somebody doesn't make it out of episode one.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a great sacrifice. We burn their body. We have a parade. We all kumbaya around Qui-Gon next to this person.
So whose story would you rather see continue past childhood?
Well,
essentially,
I think the easy answer would be Anakin. We get rid of him and we save Padme because he's the person that flips a switch later on.
Ooh.
But here's the thing. If we save Anakin and he doesn't get romantically involved
with Padme, does he flip the switch? Is his mom enough to tip him over the edge eventually? Like, is that going to fester? And Ahsoka, because if you've watched the Clone Wars TV shows, there is that extra layer of the Jedi Order kind of turning its back on Ahsoka. Is that all going to add up without Padme?
I mean, his mom... Losing his mom was pretty
devastating. That was a big deal.
And there was some hate that came out of that.
There was.
A little bit of hate, understandably.
Okay. Out of selfishness, this is just me being me. I'm picking Padme because I am more curious about the unknown of what we don't get with her.
So you're saving Padme.
I want to see more of her story. Anakin's story without Padme could be interesting, but it also may feel the same. So I want like a whole new alternate reality. I want to see what Padme can do in the world with Darth Sidious still there and see how much of that she can unravel and what happens ultimately without the chosen one.
Do you think she gets married?
I think she would.
More out of duty than love.
Or maybe just, okay, I don't know. I feel like she could have a healthier romantic relationship that's full of love. I mean, Anakin's good, but there's also like not some very
He's
unhealthy
quite impressive.
Things.
He's quite
there's
impressive.
Really unhealthy things going on.
Did you know he has the Force? And he has this grittiness to him.
So, anyways, that's why I'm picking Padme.
Passion. He has. He's just so passionate.
I know he is. I know. 8-year-old me knows, Corbin. I saw the movies.
I was actually leaning that way as well, but I don't want to just agree with you.
Okay.
I think Anakin's story is pretty much set in stone. So yes, I will go with Padme because we're more curious. What would happen?
Yeah.
How would this change everything? Anakin, because of his mom, if it was save Anakin and his mom.
Oh yeah.
Then
it would be interesting.
That would totally flip
everything.
Yeah,
to see him be like a very functioning, healthy place throughout most of his adult life rather than having that shadow
that could
him.
Have totally changed the Jedi Order as well. Like, what if they brought his mom to the temple and said, instead of removing kids from their family, like, let's build healthy relationships and help them learn the Force.
See, but it would have ruined the attachment thing. Everybody would have been selfish.
That's what they're doing. We're being progressive here. There is attachment. There is healthy attachment, and you can be a Jedi.
Well, let's be honest.
Because that's so strict. It's a little out of control.
Well, and it's like, I'm pretty sure masters and apprentices, there's attachment there.
Even though
they pretend there's not.
Nope, I don't care about you
like,
at all.
There's very
let me
much
tell you
attachment.
How to do this right. And I smile whenever you succeed, but there's no attachment. So that attachment thing is always a little finicky for me.
Yeah,
so let's try the Jedi universe with attachment. See what happens.
Whoa, that's wow. Okay, so we're both picking Padme.
Right.
So
I'm still winning.
Well, you agreed with
five
me, so.
And a half points to one.
Oh my
random
gosh.
Points to me. Okay.
Okay, our next one. Would you rather save Obi-Wan or Qui-Gon?
And this is from episode one as well. Same. And this is the context. And I'm really excited about this because this is, and I've, Cameron's not going to like what I'm going to say here.
Oh, no.
But it's like we are the angel of death.
Stop kay? With the death.
The reason why is because we're going to be the angel for one person and death for the other. So we're manipulating this conflict, this fight between Obi-Wan, Qui-Gon, and Darth Maul.
Mm-hmm.
And I started laughing when we were talking about this because I could just picture myself putting a sign on the back of one of the characters saying, like, kick me, but it's not kick me, kill me.
Stop. So, anyways. That's so harsh.
Well, we got to figure this out, right? So who are we going to save, Camry, Qui-Gon or Obi-Wan? Obviously, Qui-Gon dies in this situation. Obi-Wan lives and goes on. And I mean, was he a good master? I think there was. Is he a good master for Anakin?
So this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that each of these is an isolated save. So it's not like we've now saved.
Yeah, they're isolated. Totally isolated.
Totally isolated. So in this world, you have little Anakin, and it ultimately comes down to who's going to be the master.
Right.
For little boy Anakin.
Best master.
I feel like, and I will admit, much of this, I talked through some of this with my dear mother. She had some interesting insights. I do feel like one of her points was Qui-Gon has more wisdom, so I think he may have been able to handle Anakin and all of his baggage better. I adore Obi-Wan, but Obi-Wan got thrown in the deep end right off the bat. And I don't know that he ever was prepared to have to deal with all of the heaviness, because he never met Anakin's mom. He never talked to her and got to see them together. He was just on the ship doing his own thing. So I think Qui-Gon is the better save there to help Anakin.
Or,
I love Obi-Wan.
Or,
I'm sorry.
The person that was best suited to help Anakin was Obi-Wan.
Why do you, give me your reasons why.
Because he was just more of, I'm not going to enforce, I'm just going to try and redirect.
Okay.
This passion and rage that's coming out of this little
He's like,
human.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Okay.
Is that normal?
You make decisions, and then afterwards we'll talk about how those were wrong. And we could do better, right?
Me.
I think Qui-Gon could have really ripped. There's no way to prove this.
I know.
But I think he would have been more prone to do what we just talked about, which is let's go find your mom and have her along for the ride, too.
Yeah.
And I'll
secretly
marry her.
We're going to make this a family affair.
Because I could, because he has that gray area that we've talked about before about seeing the issues and kind of writing his own rule book.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that combination with Anakin would have caused a quicker downfall for Anakin.
Yeah.
Or if it would have caused Anakin to just do the Ahsoka thing and do his own thing, which maybe that is a better story.
Yeah.
But I just wonder if our goal is to help Anakin go as far as possible within the Jedi Order.
Uh-huh.
I kind of think that Obi-Wan was the best person and got him as far as he could have gone.
Okay, so Qui-Gon maybe would have saved him from a lot more of the hurt.
Or the galaxy from more of the hurt.
Yes, but maybe it wouldn't have been the best thing for Anakin in terms of progressing in the Jedi Order.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay with Qui-Gon,
I'm gonna say Obi-Wan. Okay. I think he was the best possible mentor for being a Jedi. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, no. I'm wondering also how much Qui-Gon would have figured out about Darth Sidious and the Emperor. Like, do you think if he'd stuck around, the Jedi Council would have come around to it sooner?
I don't think so. I think he was just in the dark. Because I think we're giving Qui-Gon way too much credit in that case. Because I mean, I don't think he's on a level of Yoda, and Yoda was confused.
Yes, he was.
And he came around to it. He figured it out, and you see that in the Clone Wars. I think Qui-Gon was too invested in his own perspective to be seeing the big picture. And that's the value of Yoda, is he sees the big picture constantly. And I think that was also the weakness of Yoda, is that he was missing out on details that were happening right in front of him.
Because he was backed up.
He was always looking at the big picture. Mm-hmm. And didn't realize what was sliding in without him noticing. Qui-Gon is more of, I just see him as more, I'm focused on what I think is right, and this is the right thing to do, and that's all that matters.
Okay. I'm still saving Qui-Gon.
But
Obi-Wan is breaking my heart. He has become one of my absolute favorite Star Wars characters. I think about the Obi-Wan series all the time.
Obi-Wan, I will save you, and you're going to Alderaan. Congratulations. He's going to love me. I'm going to be his best friend.
He's like, yes!
He's like, I don't know what this guy, what value he brings, but boy, I like his ideas.
No more sand! All right. Our next, who do you save? Who do you save, Corbin, of the Darths? This is the Darth-off.
Okay.
Darth Vader, or Darth Maul? Now, for me personally, as we were putting this together, I was feeling like this is pretty obvious, but you told me you had some pushback. So you go first and give me a little convincing. Who do you save and why?
So I'm going to provide some, give me some leeway here. All right.
Okay, guys. Leeway.
So Palpatine has prophecies.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying this. Okay. He can see some shadowy images from the future.
Yes.
And one of the images he sees that's not a guarantee, but makes him concerned, is his apprentice picking him up and throwing him down a dark tube.
Okay.
That's what he's like.
He's like, I wonder who that is.
I'm going to keep an eye on this guy. I could hear him breathing, and I know who that's going to be, potentially. That's an option. It's a potential future occurrence. It's not guaranteed. Darth Maul, I think. So we know from the movies that Darth Vader can flip the switch back and forth. It takes years and years, but there's still good in him and his own children. And potentially,
and
if
there's conflict.
If it's his little girl Leia that's involved with this, this might flip a little sooner. But I don't see any goodness in Darth Maul. Like, it is savagery. It is like hate and venom. And I think Emperor Palpatine, I'm not saying Darth Vader's, he's more powerful. I think that's very clearly stated. But I wonder if he would go with the safe choice of, I know this guy will never go to the other side.
As long as I'm loyal to him, he will do whatever the heck I want him to do.
As long as I say thank you every once in a while, he's good.
Yeah.
He'll be evil.
Yeah.
Darth Vader, again, I'm adding a lot of
There's a lot of conjecture happening.
But the Emperor might realize the ceiling is higher with Vader, but there's also the potential of
death, him
destroying everything. And now I'm become a clone, and I'm just hanging on a coat hanger, basically.
Okay, so who are you saving? Well, after all of that.
So from what perspective, like, I guess, is what I need to decide.
For you.
If I'm Palpatine, who do I want to save?
But you're not Palpatine.
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
For the story?
Yeah.
Well, I love Darth Maul, boy.
What more do you feel like they
could
they do with him to make him interesting? Because I feel like if I save Darth Maul, I'm just going to get more of the same. And I'm like, why did I do that?
Yeah, I think
he's so one note. He's cool. That's his note. Cool, 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 cool. There is not another note.
So do you think if Darth Vader is the main number two here, Sith Lord, do you think this prolongs the war because he's just all about chaos and war? Or does it shorten the war because it's more, he's going around to just, what would it do to the Clone Wars? I feel like there's an alternate universe where it prolongs the Clone Wars because he doesn't have the savvy to make things happen.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, you didn't tell me to do that. And Amber's like, oh my gosh, it was right in front of you. He's like, yeah, but you didn't tell me. He's like, will you think for yourself, please? I think there's a part of me that feels like the Emperor, it wouldn't be as fun for him. Like, it'd be too easy. Maul is too easy. Maul is like you said, if I say thank you once every blue moon, he's going to do what I want. And the problem with Maul is not going to help bring down the Jedi Order, which is ultimately what the Emperor wants. Vader has to do that. He has to have somebody inside the Jedi Order who he flips to the dark side in order to bring the Jedi Order down.
Right.
So I feel like by saving Maul, again, it's very one note. I'm saving him because he's cool. And
how about this?
It serves no other purpose.
This is going into this area that doesn't feel great, but.
Oh, no.
You do not like the Jedi Order at this point in time.
It's rough. It's hard to watch.
And it almost feels like there needed to be a complete reset. Now, of course, I'm not saying.
Oh, my gosh. Maul is the reset button?
He's not the reset button. That's the thing. So if you save Maul, the Jedi Order continues in its way.
Mm.
Or if you save Anakin, it destroys the Jedi Order.
Wow.
And now we can reset.
Now I feel guilty.
Because I don't think, you're right. I don't think Darth Maul could have done what Anakin did to the temple.
Wow. Okay.
Anyways, sorry, I threw a wrench in it. I think the answer here is Vader. I just wanted to include Maul because I think there is a uniqueness to Maul that we overlook. And I think there are characteristics and value to him as opposed to Vader, because it's easy to just say, well, Vader's the most powerful, so just have him do it. And so it's like, actually, Maul has some aspects that the Palpatine, if he could see in the future, might realize would in the long run benefit him more. But
Yeah, there was too much conjecture there for me. And okay. I'm not a traditionalist, but I'm sticking with Vader. This is the Skywalker saga. That's the whole point of the saga, is this character, what happens to him? What happens to him after he leaves his mom? What happens to him after his wife dies? What happens to him after he becomes Vader? What happens to him once he meets his son? So, yeah. But you put up a good fight for Maul, which
okay,
I appreciate. Just,
but I would pick Vader, too. So,
okay.
Something to consider, though. Think about.
Lots food, of Corbin says thought. He doesn't like what-ifing, and then we get him on down the road, and he can what-if with the best of them. I tell you what, you just can't label it as such. You have to give it a different name.
Yeah, don't say what-if. I'd be like, ugh.
You're like, ew, I don't like it.
You want me to predict something that's not real?
And then he gives us a dissertation on all of his proof.
This is just a big trick.
Okay.
You're just proving that point.
I'm going to need some leeway here. If he could see into the future. All right. We have one more toss up here.
Okay.
Who are we saving? Would you rather save Rey or Kylo Ren?
I think you need to start this one off, Camry. Can you start this one off for me? Get me excited about this little challenge between these
two
characters.
You don't feel excited?
Well, like you said, sometimes with some of these characters in the later movies, I'm just like, meh.
Exactly. But so, I want to tell me why you're not excited. Because just so I can flesh out, like, is it because you don't like either of them, or are you very neutral on both of them?
Just the story in general. I'm just kind of neutral. It's just like, whatever. Like,
okay.
It's Star Wars stuff, and I'll watch it every once in a while, and it's fine, whatever. Make some rides, whoop-de-doo. So you help me understand the challenge or conflict, like I just did with Vader and Maul.
Okay, so for me, this comes down to, do you feel like there is a character like Kylo Ren who is redeemable? Do you want to see him be redeemed and be Ben Solo again? Is that interesting? Do you want to see that happen? Because we get kind of a little bit of Vader's arc in that direction. Do you want to see that?
It's the exact same.
Yeah, right. Do you want to see him have that experience?
I think there would be stronger ties to that.
Or do you want to see the Jedi Order be rebuilt with Rey? Because ultimately, if she lives, that's where she's headed towards, is we're going to try and rebuild this thing and get going again.
Is she rebuilding it?
Well, she's that's kind of what they've alluded to, where they're going with the new movie that has her in it.
Because it feels like Luke kind of started that work, and that didn't work very well.
And I don't know if she's going to do it in the same way, but she is going to like continue to be a Jedi, and the Jedi will continue. Whereas with Kylo Ren, you're looking at, do I want this character to have a chance to have a normal life after all of this?
I think Kylo Ren, I'd feel more emotional connection to his ups and downs and coming back to the good or whatever.
Yeah. That's a little more resonating with
if you knew he was a if you knew him as a child. Like Anakin.
Mm.
Like when you know little Anakin and the mom dying and everything, you're like, "Okay, this makes sense."
Yeah.
With Kylo Ren, it's like, "I had this crazy uncle and I want to be like him." And you're just like, "Wait, what?"
Grandpa. It was his grandpa.
Oh, yeah. Grandpa.
Yeah, Grandpa Darth.
Right, Grandpa Darth. And I have his helmet.
Yeah.
So you're just kind of like, okay, like, I don't know why you got pushed to that level. So when he is redeemed and he does fight with Rey, you're like, well, first of all, they fight together, but he's still not good. He's still bad, but he wants her to join him. And you're just, and then he later fights the Emperor and then he dies. He dies, right? At the very end?
No, she dies. Well, she dies and then he brings her back.
Yeah, but then he dies after they kiss.
Yeah. So he dies.
So he's dead.
Yeah. So at the end of the movie,
so
dead.
I just don't really feel like I'm like fist pumping when he comes back. I'm just kind of like, well, you know, he kind of had some loose.
I have some questions.
He had some issues.
And not questions as a mean of convincing you, but to just kind of like flesh out things.
Right.
So, and you also can maybe remember better than I can. Maybe a world that existed before the prequels, where you just had the original trilogy, you just have this Darth Vader character, and you see him redeemed at the end.
Right.
Was that a fist pump?
Oh, that's
a
good point.
Were you like,
that's a good point.
There was enough there that I'm excited that this character all of a sudden is decided to come back.
So now we need prequels to 7, 8, and 9. That's what you're saying.
I'm just wondering.
That's a good point.
Because a lot of people felt like very on board with that. So what was the difference between the two? It's hard now because it's hard to go back and be like, what if there weren't prequels?
Okay, not to like stir the pot and get into, I'll try and behave myself. But
stir
I think
away.
4, 5, and 6, when people saw it, it was a unique story that people were like blown away with.
Right. You had never seen it before.
With 7, 8, and 9, it was like,
It felt common.
Here
it
we
felt,
go again.
Yeah.
Right? So, for that reason, so if Kylo Ren's story had come before Darth Vader, we started 7, 8, and 9, I think we would have had a better reaction.
You would have been more like, I can take these jumps and believe that he could be redeemable.
And then Darth Vader would be the bad guy, and we'd be like, oh, great, he's doing the exact same as his grandson.
Okay, so maybe it's not necessarily that we don't have enough context to get us there, it's that it's repetitive.
Right.
Okay, so are you feeling
so who are we saving? I don't know.
So are you feeling like Kylo Ren, like you've seen it done before, so you just don't care to see it done again, so you'd rather go with the Jedi Order continuing on? Is that where we've kind of gotten you to?
So okay, this is good context. So at the end of episode 9, mm-hmm. Ben decides...
He comes back to help.
He tries to save her and is unsuccessful. That's what we're saying.
Oh, or
what really happened, which was he dies.
Yes. And then she's the one that walks away.
Do I trust Ben to restart the First Order? Or not First Order. The Second Order.
Yeah, let's not restart that again. The Jedi Order.
The Jedi Order.
Or at least hold that legacy.
Or would I just don't... With Rey, she seems like an Ahsoka more than a Luke or a Yoda.
She seems more like...
She needs to go out in the world and just save people and take care of them, not build something.
Okay.
I could see Ben looking at his experience and saying, Luke screwed it up for these reasons.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, he didn't screw it up, but this is my experience.
Yes.
I can relate to young Jedis that are feeling the same thing that I felt.
Oh, wow.
I can teach them through my, anyways, I think he would be more successful in building and being a leader in that way than Rey. I think she needs to just... flit around the universe and help people like Ahsoka does.
Yeah. Oh, Corbin.
Was that good?
This is because I honestly, the reason we're talking through this is because I'm sitting here and I'm like, who would I pick?
Right.
And my gut reaction is to pick Rey.
Right.
But when I'm sitting here thinking about how that last movie ended and how it would be for her to just be dead and he has to deal with that and have him kind of take on the mantle of Anakin, this family line of Skywalkers, him kind of take on the mantle of the chosen one. Let's, as a family, wrap up this, get rid of the Emperor, and have him continue that Skywalker legacy forward. That is really cool. I'm kind of loving it.
Because she's not a Skywalker.
She's not.
She's a Palpatine.
Right. And they try to twist that at the end with the her adopting
everyone's
the name,
a Skywalker.
Which is cool. Right. Like I buy into it and I'm fine with it. But the way that you're talking about
personality and who would... Well, that's assuming that we want the Jedi Order to continue.
Yeah, because what else would he do if he didn't rebuild it? Like, what does he do after that?
That's the only thing. I think he's true and he's not a politician.
He's not a politician.
Through and through, he is a Jedi.
How
whatever.
Soon do you think he would jump into that? Because he's been through
soon.
A lot.
I think pretty soon, because he would have Rey and he would just be really like, how do I...
I feel like the impact of her death and what she did... And enabled to bring him back, it would be like a legacy to her.
But so that's your context. I'm not super concerned about continuing the Jedi Order on.
Right. So then do you want to save Rey and just let her go be an Ahsoka and hang out?
What should they do? What should they be doing with the galaxy next?
What's the answer?
Whoever's in charge, should you just look at the Jedi Order as, you know what?
It was great for 1,000 years. Let's move on.
That was just a colonization period of a few select... very gifted people.
Oh, yeah.
And we should just all live together in harmony? Or should we have groups of wisdom seekers that support and protect us?
Because, essentially you have to look at the Jedi Order like a religion. Like, it's like the Force exists and people connect with it and worship it in different ways. And the Jedi do it in a very structured way. So it's not like the Force wouldn't exist, but like that formal institution wouldn't exist. Okay,
this is deep.
This is deep, guys.
Do you want religious institution involved, or do you want spirituality to prevail?
Okay, I know what direction I'm going in. You've made such, and you didn't do this on purpose. You made such a good case for Kylo Ren. I want to see that movie where he lives at the end. And I love Rey. I have a Lego Rey on my keys. I think she's amazing. But that is such... I have a hard time with the resurrection thing where people die and then they come back and you're like, wait, what? I think that's a really powerful ending for him to build off of all of the goodness that she showed him and have him rebuild his life and continue that Skywalker on. That's my answer. Corbin, what's your answer?
My answer is I'm just bathing in this compliment you provided. Oh, I feel so special.
Guys, he totally
is.
This is
genuine. I'm just like, thank you.
That was really well put.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't even need points. That's all I've been looking for five seasons.
Validation.
Is a nice compliment from Cameron. Not that you don't compliment me, but that really meant something because we've had some real difficult discussions about this whole topic.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel so happy. I'm not even going to play the game
anymore. No, you have to pick. This is our last one.
I'm not too concerned about the Jedi Order per se, so I'm just going to keep Rey. I'm going to have her just kind of flitting around, taking care of people. That's more my personality as well. I don't need to be the head boss of this institution that does a lot of good.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to quietly do my own little thing. And if I do some good, great. If not, then no one notices me.
Yeah. Okay. All right. No, nobody notices me. That's great.
Okay. All right. Well done. Okay. So you pick Kylo Ren. I pick Rey.
Yep. Guys, we did a little bit of agreeing. We did a little bit of debating.
And complimenting.
And a whole lot of complimenting. And Corbin is glowing from said compliments.
Thank you, Carrie.
So, guys, thank you so much for coming along with us for our first Star Wars episode of Season 5. Check out the trailer for The Acolyte if you guys are interested in more lightsabers and Jedi stuff. If you are a Clone Wars, that's like your era, Corbin highly recommends The Bad Batch. If you need some Star Wars in your life right now. He's loving it. He's loving it.
Yeah, that's good. It's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
All right. Okay.
We will see you guys next week. This has been another episode of The Neverland Files. Join us on Substack for additional episodes and fun Neverland Files content. Thanks for listening.